Easy rewards, 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 easy rewards.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, Rahmatullah Alayh, the pious and famous scholar, he has mentioned that a woman once came to Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh, and humbly said that my young daughter has passed away. Please let me know how I can see her in my dream. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh, he told her what to do. So she saw her deceased daughter in her dream. And in what state do you use the Madhi Channel? She saw her wearing a dress of coal, having a chain around her neck and her feet. When she saw this dream, do you use the Madhi Channel? She was shocked and scared, didn't know what to do. Obviously, she went to Sayyidina Hassan Basri Rahmatullahi Alayh, and he was the one who told her what to do. To see the dream. To see the dream in which she could see her daughter in. She went back to Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was deeply saddened by hearing this. After some time, Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh, saw a girl in his dream who was in paradise wearing a crown. She said, "Oh Hassan, Subhanallah, didn't you recognize me? I am the daughter of the woman who told you about my condition." Sayyidina Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Alayh, then said, "How has your condition changed?" Dear viewers of Madhi Channel, listen, let me summarize. A woman went to the court of Sayyidina Hassan Basri. She says, "I want to see my daughter who has passed away." Sayyidina Hassan Basri told her, "This is what you have to do." The woman, she went back, she had a dream. She saw her daughter in chains. She saw her daughter being punished. She went to Sayyidina Hassan Basri. He was very upset. Later on, he had a dream. And he seen the girl wearing a crown in Jannah. He said, "How has your condition changed?" The deceased girl replied that a person passed by the cemetery in which the grave, my grave was in. Person never even came into the cemetery, into the graveyard. The person walked past the graveyard, and when the person walked past the graveyard, he recited Salat al-Nabi. He recited peace and blessings upon the beloved Rasul, the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the savior of our nation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says that a person passed by the cemetery and recited Salawat, peace and blessings upon the best of creation. Because of this, because of only and only because of this, through the virtue and the blessings of his recitation of Salat ala Nabi, Allah Azza wa Jal has removed the torment from us 550 people in the grave. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the silsila, our silsila continues, called Asan Nekia, called Easy Rewards. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today, dear viewers of Madni Channel, because we are in the month of Ramadan, we are in this blessed month in which one deed is multiplied by many, but we must be careful. One bad sin can also be multiplied by many. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So today, dear viewers of Madhi Channel, coming to this silsila, coming from this silsila, Asan Nekia, easy rewards, I will mention two things today. I have two topics that I wanted to discuss. Very, very, very important topics. And we can go on and on and on about each one. But I will try to keep it short and keep it sweet and keep it simple, like the environment of Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, today I would like to start with something we have to do on a regular basis. And not just do, but in fact, it's a need. Now, a lot of our things that we do in part of our daily activities are a need. Sometimes it might not be a need, but we are so used to this that it's become a habit and part of our daily routine, part of our daily activities. But dear viewers of Madni Channel, as it is the month of Ramadan, and we are sacrificing this thing, shouldn't we know, and shouldn't we have the knowledge and the patience all together about eating? Yes, dear viewers of Madni Channel. The month of Ramadan, when you say the month of Ramadan, a lot of people, you know, this is a different topic, but a lot of people start thinking to themselves that the month of Ramadan is all to do with not eating, all to do with starvation, all to do with remembering the poor. In fact, dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is a small part of Ramadan. So eating is a small part, but in this small part, Allahu Akbar, how merciful is our Lord, how merciful is our Rabb, and how generous is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When you make intentions to please them, when you make intentions to follow the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran, and to act upon the ahadith, the blessed sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will get rewarded. And not just that, DBS and Money Channel, we all have to eat. Outside of Ramadan, we eat 3-4 times a day. In Ramadan, we try to cut down. But we have to, regardless, the point is we have to eat to survive. Now, is this a formality? Because a lot of times it is. Do we show patience? A lot of the times, no. Are we doing this for the sake of Allah and His Rasul? A lot of the times, again, we forget to make the intentions. No. Are we fasting for the sake of Allah and Rasul? Dear viewers of Madni Channel, I would like to have good opinion, and we all should have good opinion. Husni Zan. We should all have this about each other. But if we look at ourselves, the answer will be no. When I ask, am I doing this for Allah? Always. One or twice? No. Always. Am I eating all 30 days? Sahri, all 30 days? Iftari, all 30 days? Is this for Allah and His Rasul? One or two days, we only do it. The first 2 days, we have jazba. The rest of the days, we don't. The last couple of days, we have jazba because Ramadan's about to finish. We realize how special this month is. And now let's try to gain as many rewards as we can. Why isn't it, dear viewers of Madni Channel, our mindset has been made that throughout the entire month of Ramadan, whenever I eat for sahri, whenever I eat for iftari, whenever I look at others eating, I will show patience, I will do this, and I will do that. All for Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this, in many topics, this is just one topic, DBU's Monday Channel, in many things about the blessed month of Ramadan, in many hikmats, you know, wisdoms of why Ramadan has come to us, this is a small, small, small part. You could say this is a drop from the drops of rain. You know, if there was rain in one place, how many drops are falling? Thousands, millions, you don't know. You could say eating is just a drop. This is the amount of knowledge Ramadan, the amount of hikmat Ramadan has. Unfortunately, we don't know the views of Madhi Channel. And you know, we don't even know a drop from those raindrops, which is eating. Yes, eating is a part of Ramadan, but it is a very small part with loads of intentions that we can just do, sitting there and acting upon them. Because we have to do this anyway. But we miss out on so much reward due to lack of knowledge. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, today I will tell you some intentions for eating and some things that we have to do anyway, whilst and before eating. And Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, may be sacrificed upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will also try to tell you some sunnah of eating, the method of eating, the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. And through this, inshallah azza wa jal, we will all gain an abundance of rewards, not just for acting upon the sunnah, and not just for doing this anyway, but also because it is the holy month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madin channel, after explaining everything, one of the first intentions we can make, and we do on a regular basis anyway, meaning the action that we do is on a regular basis, but we might forget to make intentions. Today, inshallah, let's all, both me and you, we are keeping a roza and we will make the intention that I will perform wudu before eating and after eating my food. Now, not the wudu that you're supposed to do for salah, for your namaz, no. I.e., it mentions here, which type of wudu is it referring to? It is referring to washing both hands up to the wrists. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Before you even eat your food, dear viewers of Madhya channel. Now, think to yourself, those of you especially impatient about your food, don't even wash your hands and go and start eating. Or you might wash your hands. You might do this, but as a formality, because you're used to doing this, it's part of etiquettes and manners. You don't want other people again to start thinking, this guy don't even wash his hands. This person don't even wash his hands and he's going to touch the food. No, dear viewers of Madhya channel, Islam has a set way. And look how beautiful that way is. Go wash your hands, because this is part of etiquettes. This is manners. Yes, you don't want nobody to think bad about you. You don't want nobody to think bad about you. And this as well, you know, what will people think? It's, you know, like in terms of germs, and you know, your hands have been through so many things today that you're going to be touching the food. What will people think? Yes, you can think all that. But if you think to yourself that I will perform wudu before and after eating my food, you make this a part of your intention that I will please Allah and His Rasul, and I will do these intentions. What? That I will perform wudu, my hands up to my wrists. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will gain an abundance of rewards just by making intention, just by doing this act as well that you have to do. Dear viewers of Madhi channel, if you think to yourself that how many times do we wash our hands in a day before eating food? Not just in the month of Ramadan, outside of the month of Ramadan. And sometimes we become lazy and don't do this. We just eat our food without washing our hands. Is this a good thing? This will be harmful for you. If your hands are going through so many daily activities, part of your other daily routines. You know, for example, if you're a car mechanic, you have to change the engine of a car. Your hands will most likely be dusty and oily. You know, if you are making food for other people, yes, you will probably wash your hands before, but your hands are going through so many activities. For example, getting the ketchup from the drawer, or getting this knife and fork from the drawer. You know, those things that you are getting, the actual utensil hasn't been washed, so now you are touching it. Those are germs as well, because other people might have touched it. Or for example, you're working at a shop floor. Are you sucking and shelving? How many things other people will have touched? And how many things other colleagues will have touched? How many people wear gloves and touch these things? They wear gloves to protect their own hands, to protect their hands from germs. That means they're using those gloves for these things that they're touching, for germs. Now, those people have put those shelves, they have sucked them. Now you are touching them. Then you decide to eat your food, dear viewers of Madhya channel. Is this the case? I'm trying to give you some examples in where you don't wash your hands and you start eating your food. Hopefully this isn't the case, but for a lot of us, this is, unfortunately. So dear viewers of Madhya channel, what is this intention telling us? That first of all, before even eating, I will wash my hands. I will perform the wudu of washing both hands up to the wrists. And before and after eating my food, I will do this. Not just before, after. And if I make the intentions that I will do this to please Allah and His Rasul, inshallah azza wa jal, before even washing your hands, dear viewers of Madhya channel, you and me will gain an abundance of rewards. Another intention, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that we both can make is that I will gain strength to be able to worship and to struggle for earning livelihood through fair means. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, what does this intention tell us? Again, coming back to the point of patience, you know, and coming back to that point of humility and taqwa. You know, when we eat food, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, we need to. It's a part of our routine. We have to gain strength to be able to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. We have to be able to gain strength so we can keep a roza, for example, in this blessed month of Ramadan. But we have to be able to gain strength to try and earn a livelihood through fair means. But this is all if we eat properly. Now, the first intention was to wash our hands. The second intention is telling us that before we eat our food, think, why are we eating food? Not because it's a formality, it's part of the society, or it's part of the norms of society, that, you know what, everybody's eating food, I gotta jump in as well. Or he's eating food, my mom's telling me to eat food, or my kids are telling me to eat food, my father's telling me to eat food, or my children's mother is telling me to eat food, I gotta eat the food. That's it, they've made it, I gotta do it. No, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, where's our intentions? Where's our correct intentions? If we don't make the right intentions, then we will miss out on an abundance of rewards. And our mindset should always be to gain more rewards, just like the mindset of Dawud Islami that gives us this mindset. Dawud Islami gives us that every single reward, every single good deed should be acted upon, and every single sin should be refrained from. Just like this, Dawud Islami is also telling us, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that I will wash my hands, and now after that, before eating, I will also eat to gain the strength to be able to worship our Lord, to be able to worship, read namaz, keep roza, read books. There are many forms of worship as well, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. Read the Holy Quran, read Ahadith, listen to Madhya Channel, watch Madhya Channel, watch Madhya Muzakara that comes on every Saturday live on Madhya Channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. There are so many forms of ibadat and worship. And not just that, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. When I go out, when I struggle, and this is another thing, a different topic, but it's another thing that we have to do, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. We have to earn a livelihood for our parents, for our children, for our children's mother. We have to do this. Are we going to eat food to struggle and earn that livelihood? And again, through a fair means. What I am trying to do for you, for us together, is break down every single point. Are we making this intention? Because within this one intention I've made, there are so many hikmats and so many other intentions me and you can make. Are we doing this, dear viewers of Madhya Channel? Now look, I haven't even got to eating it. I'm just doing the intentions of eating, before you've even sat down at the dasturkhan, before you actually put in the morsel into your mouth, before you've even served the food or put the food down, before you sat down even, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, look how many intentions we can make. Again, this is what I was trying to prove with my point, that eating is a drop from the drops, from the raindrops, from the skies of Ramadan's hikmat and knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madhya Channel, with the intention of acting upon the sunnah, upon the best of creation's way, now I will sit at the dining mat laid on the ground according to the sunnah. Now this intention carries on, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, but again I want to break this up into pieces. The first thing is that we should think that I am going to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. I will sit according to the sunnah. But where, dear viewers of Madhya Channel? Are you sitting on the table or on the dining mat laid on the ground? And this is also, sitting on this is also according to the sunnah. So there are two sunnahs that I've told you, dear viewers of Madhya Channel, that with the intention of acting upon the sunnah, so two rewards. You make an intention of acting upon the sunnah, then you sit on the dining mat, which is also a sunnah. So this is one sunnah, two intentions that you can make, dear viewers of Madhya Channel. You will sit with the intention of sunnah, and then you actually sit according to the sunnah on the dining mat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Now within this deviation of Madi channel, you make the intention of acting upon the sunnah. But if we break this even more into pieces, if we think, it says here, I will sit at the dining mat laid on the ground according to the sunnah. And then, he goes on to say, Bismillah, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and other du'as. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we learn that there are many sunnahs within this. They summarize the views of Madi channel. That with the intention of acting upon the sunnah, this is the first thing, I will intend to act upon the sunnah. Before we even sit down, I will make the intention that I will act upon the sunnah. Now, how will I act upon the sunnah? I will sit at the dining mat. So sitting at the dining mat on the ground is a sunnah views of Madi channel. And this is what a majority of us do anyway. Especially in Ramadan. You know, outside of Ramadan, we want to do this. But a lot of people sit, for example, in the blessed lands of Madinat al-Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. May we also get to see the blessed lands of Makkah and Medina in this holy month of Ramadan. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Madinat al-Munawwara, in this blessed month, a lot of people are sitting on the floor. A lot of people give food to the masjid, to the people who are sitting i'tikaf. And they will all sit on the floor. Together, there are no tables there. So, sitting on the floor, the views of Madi channel, having a dining mat laid on the ground and sitting upon this, this is a sunnah. But a lot of us do this without knowing that this is a sunnah. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, first we intend to do the sunnah, two, we do the sunnah, and three, according to the sunnah, we will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and other du'as, which is also a sunnah. Deviants of Madi channel, it doesn't just stop there. A lot of people now want to split this intention into two parts. If we keep that intention as one, that all that part as one, if we think of this as a separate intention, that I will then take morsels of my meal using three fingers and chew the food properly. Now we are actually eating Madi views of Madi channel. How do we eat? We eat with these three fingers according to the sunnah of the best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? He used to eat with these fingers. He used to bless the food by touching it with these fingers. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And when he used to take these morsels, he would take them with these three fingers of my meal. You could think and I could think of my meal, I will use the same three fingers and I will chew the food properly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The views of Madi channel. How many of us eat with five fingers, four fingers, or one finger, or two fingers? I am telling you today that if you don't do this, what I am saying, if we don't act upon the sunnah, and this is also a sunnah, the views of Madi channel, but I'm going to get to that in a bit. If we don't do this, eat with three fingers, we eat with five, four, two, or one, let's make the intention today that we will do this. Act upon this way, the way of a Muslim, it should be three fingers, and we will chew the food properly. But not just that, give user Madi channel. We will act upon the sunnah of the best of creation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because it is his way that is the way of a Muslim. His way is the way that we look at, and he used to use these three fingers to eat his food. He used to pick up his morsels. So we can make the intention that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use these three fingers, and now when I sit for iftari or sahri, I will sit on the floor, I will use these three fingers, I will sit according to the sunnah, I will eat with these three fingers, and then I will chew my food properly, inshallah azza wa jal. And doing this, the views of Madi channel, all our rewards will also be increased and be an abundance of rewards due to the month of Ramadan. Dear viewers of Madi channel, I want to mention one final point. Because we are in the month of Ramadan, and eating is part of our daily routine, especially as sahri and iftari, we can also make intention, dear viewers of Madi channel. Just another point. The sahri and iftari are also a sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doing this is also a sunnah. So now, Ramadan, fasting is farz in Ramadan. We have to get up for sahri and we have to get up at 5:30. But why don't you make the intention that, look, I have to do this anyway. I am going to do this according to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now look, TV is on the channel. An overflowing of good deeds should be coming to your mind. An overflowing of good intentions should be coming to your mind. Sehri is sunnah. I will sit at the dining mat. This is sunnah. I will wash my hands. I will eat with three fingers. I will treat the food properly. I will recite Bismillah Sharif. All these are sunnah, dear viewers on the channel. I will mention one more thing, dear viewers on the channel. One more good intention, inshallah, that me and you can make. That I will pick up any fallen grains from the dining mat and I will eat them. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. A lot of people look at this in a negative way, dear viewers on the channel. But let me mention something to you. It is mentioned that the Sahaba Ikram, the beautiful companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, we're trying to, in this silsila, Asan Nekia, in this silsila, easy rewards. We're trying to create a picture in your mind that how the Prophet Muhammad used to do things. You know, this is our daily routine. He used to do this. But make this intention. Do this. It could be a sunnah and you'll be getting a reward. An abundance of reward. You'll be increasing your rewards, dear viewers of my channel. But above and beyond all of this, if we look at which people knew the sunnah the most, which people knew the way of a Muslim the most, which people understood the Quran the most, and the beautiful ahadith, and the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was none other than the companions. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. And it's mentioned here that the companions, they would pick up the fallen grains of the dining mat. They would in fact argue over them to try and get them and eat them. Why? Because it is mentioned that, you know, these fallen grains that are on the dining mat, the one who eats them, they will not only be shifa for that person, but also it will also be a blessing for that person within those fallen grains. Subhanallah Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri channel, unfortunately we have come to an end of this episode and I've tried to discuss the intentions of what one can make for eating before we eat, because we have to eat anyway in Sehri and in Iftari. And a lot of people think that Ramadan, the whole of Ramadan is to do with eating. But it is in fact a small portion of Ramadan in Ramadan's knowledge and hikmat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we've tried to learn a little bit. Let's make the intention, dear viewers of Madni channel, that we will try to continue to watch this silsila, and we will continue to watch the Madni channel, and we continue to watch the Madni Muzakara of Amiri Ahli Sunnat, Da'amat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, where the knowledge, it is mentioned that this, that kind of knowledge is not even mentioned in books. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. That kind of knowledge is such sacred knowledge that it can only be passed on from one to another. Dear viewers of Madni channel, let's make good intentions that from now on, whatever we learned from today, we will act upon this. Today, at Iftari, I will do this. At Sehri, I will do this. And not only today for Iftari and Sehri, whenever I fast for Iftari and Sehri, it is a sunnah and I will act upon this. But whenever I eat in Ramadan and outside Ramadan, I will try to act upon the sunnahs that I have learnt and I will try to do things properly the way a Muslim should do. And later on, I will also find out the hikmat, the wisdom behind each thing, as we don't have enough time. I wish we had more time. May Allah keep us attached to the environment of Dawat Islami, and may we also watch Madini channel and do the works of Dawat Islami again and again and again. And through the barakat of this, understand the meaning of Ramadan and understand Dawat Islami, and be the way Amiri Ahli Sunnat, Da'amat Barakatum Al-Aniya, our Shaykh Tariqat wants us to be. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.